This is the Motley Fool Radio Show with David and Tom Gardner.
We're heading to the Fool Phones, and this week, Tom, we're going to talk about managing money with your honey, and we're asking you for your best piece of advice on how to deal with money in relationships.
The phone number is 866-NPR-FOOL. That's a free call at 866-677-3665. Let's go to Deanna in Cleveland, Ohio. Deanna, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. You have some advice for us.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
My advice is, do not, under any circumstances, even consider marrying someone who cannot balance a checkbook or follow a budget for at least one full year.
Is that something that you've done in your past?
Well, actually, I was involved with someone who was extremely bad with his money. Mm-hmm. And so the next time around, I kind of kept my eye. That was a very important thing for me to look for.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met a really great guy, wonderful, great personality, we get along great, and I really had no concept of how to manage my own finances. And he basically showed me how he'd managed to save money, that he followed a budget and all of this other stuff, and I said, well, that's all well and good, but I don't want any part of it. And it got to the point where, you know, we'd been dating for a while, and we kind of had the where's this relationship going talk.
While looking into a computer screen of Quicken?
Exactly. And and he had basically said, you're great, you're nice, I like you, I care so much about you, but if you don't follow a budget, I'm not going to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was mortified. I could not believe it. I was so embarrassed. But then it made a lot of sense to me. His attitude was, how do you expect to be my partner? How do you expect to help manage this house? My goal is to be a stay-at-home mom eventually. How am I supposed to manage the bills and take care of everything if I just want to hand everything over to him?
Mm-hmm.
So I grit my teeth, and I picked up a pencil, and I started following a budget. And it's probably one of the best things I've ever done. Because of that, I've learned so much about money, and we have great discussions about our finances and where our goals are, and it's created a huge area in our relationship that's just been wonderful. So
now, Deanna, this is a wonderful story. I mean, in many ways, you sound like the model American and the model American couple. I think a lot of people listening would say, I don't possibly have enough time to budget myself. How does any working couple get through that?
You take 15 minutes a week whenever you get paid. That's actually how he set it up. It doesn't take much time. When I get paid, it takes me a few minutes to fill out my deposit slip, and when I'm done with that, I fill out my budget. And and that's all there is to it. I always thought the budgets were for people with money, and I've really come to realize if you don't have a budget, you're not going to have money.
Well, you know, one of the things we always say about budgeting on the Motley Fool Radio Show is that it's there to ensure that you get the things that give you joy. And a lot of times we nickel and dime ourselves by buying little things here and there that end up eating into the money that we would have spent on something that really is more important to us.
Right.
Deanna, thank you very much for calling and sharing your advice on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you, guys. You guys are doing a great job.
The phone number is 866-NPR-FOOL. That's 866-677-3665. A free call, always, to this program. Janice in Edmond, Oklahoma has made that call. Janice, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hello. It's great to talk to you.
It's our pleasure. What is your advice this week for us?
My advice is to be as honest as possible about what you're spending, what you want to purchase with your spouse, because my point is that it may create conflict in the relationship, but without conflict there is no real intimacy, and to tell the truth creates conflict and therefore greater intimacy. You get to know yourself and your needs and your spouse and their needs, and I'd rather have that connection to my husband than something that might be a treat for me.
Now, how specific are you getting on that? In other words, are you talking about literally every item that you purchase, or just big purchase items?
Big purchase items, impulse buying. For example, when we were first married, our big strategy for how to deal with this was, let's just be nice to each other. Let's just always be nice to each other. And anything you do is okay with me, and we'll just be on each other's side. And that didn't allow any room for
conflict.
Yeah, I did something maybe I don't want him to know about, so I'm hiding it. And I actually did that. I would hide purchases that I would make, things I'd buy for my kids or for the house. You know, all of a sudden I'm wearing a new sweater. And I just felt like I didn't want to upset him. In other words, I didn't want to get in trouble.
Right.
And so that's how I handled it. We didn't have any real rules or any guidelines for how to have conflict, how to talk about these hard financial things.
What was the turning point?
What we did was we saw that wasn't working, so we learned how to fight fair. And we learned how to say, this is how I'm feeling, and this is what I want from you. And when you say this to me about, you know, you're blowing our money and ruining our lives, I feel hurt and rejected and angry. And just how to talk about feelings and communicate about it. And, you know, really, truly be on each other's side and also have the conflict and the resolution of that.
What's an example of something that, a single illustration of where you really blew a lot of money and it created some conflict?
Oh, funny you should ask. Well, this Christmas, after 20 years of marriage, we still do this. This Christmas we had set aside a budget for Christmas and we divided it. We ended up taking a trip to the Pacific Northwest and we spent more money at Christmas than we planned on, and mm-hmm. and I just was really being a great Santa Claus for family and friends nationwide. And when I got back, I have the credit card that you pay off at the end of the month.
Right.
And when I got the bill, I had spent three times what we had budgeted.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked around for 3 days just feeling sick about it. I really didn't want to tell him. But I've been down that road. I've hidden it before, and I've felt that uncomfortable feeling and, like, you know, just like I'm not being honest. And so I just got up my courage and said, you know what? I spent three times our budget, and I've got this big bill here. And what my husband did, two things. One was he said, you know, wow, that's a lot of money. What are you going to do? And the other thing he said was that he had also spent more than he'd planned on. And so we sort of were side by side looking at this problem. He didn't bail me out. He didn't offer to help. And he just said, you know, keep me updated. Let me know how you're doing.
And where are you driving your income from, Janice, in order to pay down this bill?
Well, I'm a personal chef, and I had a savings account. And I thought, you know, I'm a grown-up. He's treating me like a grown-up. And what I did was I said, I'm going to give you a Valentine's Day present. I'm going to pay off this huge bill with my savings account and my income, and I'm going to give it to you for Valentine's Day.
Wow. That's
great. And so he decided he'd do the same thing with his big bill, and so that's our celebration.
And 20 years of marriage, Janice?
Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, Tom, we have a lot to learn from our callers. And Janice, you just taught me one or two things, and maybe Tom one or two things, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And that's it for our phone calls this week. The number, 866-NPR-FOOL.